We're back here on Texans Huddle, and you know who else is back, Mark Vandermeer?
Who?
Jadeveon Clowney. We heard in the first segment about Lamar Miller's return to the lineup. We also discussed Brock Osweiler coming back as the starter. But Jadeveon Clowney was rested last week at Tennessee. Probably could have played if they'd really, really needed that game, but they held him back, which is a good thing. And he talked all about how fresh he is, how ready for his first playoff game he's going to be.
Well, he's got to be ready, Drew, because you're going after a rookie quarterback, and Clowney's got to have his hair on fire, ready to rip into that backfield and make things happen for this Houston Texans' number one ranked defense. It's a Pro Bowl campaign for him, and he's ready for his first postseason.
Oh, it feels great. It feels great. I'm finally going to get to play in the playoff game this year, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we got a chance to do something great for this organization and for ourselves. And we can go far as we can go, you know, make history. So we're going to try to do that, try to play hard as we can.
Man, it's just been one of those seasons. It's been great for me. My teammates have been happy for me to see me from where I came from to where I am now. And I just feel like it's going to get better and better for me. So just, you know, having fun.
And speaking of Clowney, producer extraordinaire Gray Moore, who puts this show together, puts Texans Weekly together, all the programming here you see here on Fox Sports Southwest together, he asked us kind of offhand, what do you think the play of the year would be? And both of us, like that, said the Clowney strip sack.
HCC play of the year, no doubt about it. The Colts about to take it in and do some damage against the Texans, changing the whole complexion of the game up there in Indy. A crucial game, but Clowney said no and got the ball back.
Third and goal from the three, Luck in the gun. Luck calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Luck looking right. Here comes Clowney. Clowney with a sack fumble. It's loose, and the Texans have it. They recover. Luck coughs it up on the hit by Clowney.
The complexion of the game, you said, changed. Complexion of the season, maybe, by what he did there. Hey, there was some news that came out of the locker room from the Texans this week. Vince Wilfork, veteran nose tackle, said he's considered retirement. He said he's considered it over the course of his career, but now it's become more of a possibility for him.
Yeah, I think anybody who's been in the league, though, 10-plus years, every year it's probably like that, where you have that decision to make. Do you continue? Do you not continue? All the wear and tear, not only physically, but mentally. Plus, you know, Vince has probably earned some good cash over the years. Not that I know about that sort of thing, but it can't hurt. And you wonder if it's going to be time anytime soon. He's not done playing, but he's thinking about it.
It's one of those things I have to talk about, you know, to him after the season. You know, I'm not sure how serious he is or not, but, you know, he's played a long time. He's had an incredible career. You know, but I think all our focus right now is on this game. So, you know, hopefully that's not for a couple weeks that we'll be talking about that. So, like I said, we're focusing on winning.
It's something from as a player, you know, you don't want to kind of go in and hinder a guy's decision. I'm all for whether he's going to come back and play or sell off into retirement because, you know, you play this game long enough, we all got to make that decision someday. And he's had a great career, so if that's his decision that he's going to live with, I'm happy for him.
That's something to monitor once the season finishes, and we know that's not happening this weekend.
No, better not happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
In February, maybe, at the earliest.
So he's been a key contributor on this defense. So has A.J. Boye. What a season for the cornerback. He led the team in passes defense with 16. He broke up the pass that Quentin Demps wound up intercepting last week at Tennessee. Been a heck of a campaign in 2016 for AJ.
Early on, you saw it. Kansas City, week two, the way he covered Travis Kelce, who killed the Texans in a couple of games last year. He looked tremendous. DB City sat down with the cornerback, AJ Boye.
AJ, you had a breakout year, sent some career highs for yourself, led the team with 16 passes defense. Have you surprised yourself at all with the amount of confidence that you've been able to play with this year?
It's not really a surprise, but I mean, I'm really just thankful for them not giving up on me and the opportunity they gave me and just being able to capitalize on the plays.
The defense finished number one in the NFL for the first time in team history, and that's without J.J. Watt and Kevin Johnson, a lot of guys who got really banged up this year. How much pride do you take as a group, as a whole, to be able to accomplish something like that?
We take a lot of pride in that. Coach emphasizes how even in practice, with the ones, twos, or threes, if you're out there on the field, you're a starter, and that's how we need to act. And I believe just this year showed how good our other players are, even without our best player being JJ. And then with Kevin, we miss those guys and their energy, but just to be able to have guys stepped up that brought confidence to our defense and knew that whoever get in there, we're going to take the coaching and just keep competing like they tell us to.
you're going to face a team that you faced in week 11, but this time it's the postseason. Second trip to the playoffs for you. How different is the preparation, the practices, the meetings in the playoffs versus the regular season?
I believe the preparation is still the same. At the end of the day, we work so hard in the stadium, but, I can speak from an individual standpoint and from other people I talk to in the locker room, like we do extra at home. So we're always in the game plan. We're always watching film. But for me, it was a wake up call last year in the playoffs. You know, everything, the intensity and everything turns up a little bit more. You know, they'll let you play more, be more aggressive. So I believe this year we know what to expect going in and the pace is going to pick up. So we're already doing that in practice, going fast. So just, you know, what happened last year, hate that it happened, but we learned from it and ready to move on.
I'm sure you've looked at the film of yourself and that game lots this week. What is something that you want to do differently in this playoff game?
Just make more plays to change the game, really. Just stay out there, avoid the penalties, just play with good technique, and just maintain focus on every play and just doing the best on every play.
I want to ask you about Latavius Murray. He played at UCF the same time you were there. His story is kind of similar to yours in the sense that, you know, he wasn't invited to the combine, but he had to work really hard at his pro day to get noticed. What do you remember most about him? What are your thoughts on him?
We basically had like a similar role, you know. I don't know. At the end of the day, like, I didn't know why I got drafted. Or I don't know why he went late, but we both suffered injuries in college that had made us miss a year. But being around Tay, you know, he's an athletic guy and he's a hard worker just like me. So just to see what he did at the pro day, you know, you're looking at yourself from an individual standpoint, but when you see the numbers he put up, you get happy for him. And then we played in the same All-Star game. And I remember after the first game, he told me he was proud of me and like the things I was doing this year. And, you know, just to see him out there, you know, it makes me excited because at the end of the day, we're all brothers at UCF. So when one guy do well, we all do well.
All right, a lot of people, a lot of fans are wondering about your future. You'll be a free agent after this season. How do you balance that and continue to play at a high level? I know Kareem Jackson went through this just a few years ago. Does he talk to you about these sort of things? What's your mindset?
I mean, he talks to me a little bit about it. And, you know, some teammates come up to me and just ask, like, what is my agent saying or what are they thinking? But at the end of the day, one thing I know is, like, I can only control what I can, and that's how I practice every day, how I prepare, because, you know, those right now are distractions. I'm not worried about the future. I'm not really focused on the past. I'm just worried about what I could do to take advantage of every day. And, you know, my dad, I don't get on Twitter like that, so I don't really read things. And then my dad want to send articles and call me and say whatever, and I just tell him, like, just keep that to yourself so I can focus. And it's kind of funny, but
you gotta shut your dad down from getting news about you.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I just try to limit all distractions because, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs. And, you know, we have our eyes focused on playing here in February. So if that requires getting off Twitter, not paying attention to what everybody's saying with free agency, because ain't no telling what's gonna happen. There's no need to worry about it right now.
And hopefully you don't have to worry about it anytime soon. You'll be playing lots more games before you even have to deal with that.
Right? Right, definitely.
All right, AJ, best of luck, and thanks.
Okay,
so much.
Thank you.
AJ Boye, fantastic campaign. I'm going to call him Wonder Boye because we've kind of got that nickname out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Should
Wonder
I try?
Boye.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I might.
It's great.
I'll think about it.
Hey, Mark, a little later, we got some boys going to ask some players some questions. Sound good to you?
Yeah. Kid Reporter, later.